white flames leapt up around Jordan's clenched fist without consuming it. He leaned forward and stretched out his blazing hand toward DeGrange, who was sprawled on the carpet. The security man froze where he was. Beads of sweat formed on his face as Jordan stopped his hand only inches away from DeGrange's face.
You will treat me with respect at all times, both in public and in private. I can't afford to have you give the game away by reacting wrongly to me at any point. You're not a good enough actor to cover it up. Now get up and address me properly.
He didn't threaten the man. He didn't have to. His skin was tingling faintly, but as always, he'd taken no harm from the heat. The protection spell he'd bought all those years ago was still good. It ought to be. It had cost enough. DeGrange nodded briefly to Jordan and then looked at Roderick.
He'll do. When his hand burst into flames like that, I thought for one horrible moment that I'd got it wrong, and he really was Prince Victor.
As far as you're concerned, he is. And he's quite right. We have to be consistent in our attitudes toward him, or we're bound to make a mistake at some crucial moment. Now, apologize to him.
Apologize to him? That jumped-up actor?
He is your prince.
He locked eyes with DeGrange, and the security man's face went pale.
Do as you're told, Brian. Apologize to him.
I apologize for my disrespectful words and actions, Your Highness.
Then we'll say no more of it.
He cocked an eyebrow at Roderick.
Something happened there. You forced him to do that somehow.
Oh, yes. Well, it wasn't difficult. DeGrange was once a widely respected and even more widely feared outlaw. He commanded one of the largest bands of cutthroats and bandits Red Hot has ever known. They were finally hunted down and tracked to their lair some 5 years ago. Most of them were slain, but Brian was taken alive. Rather than waste the man's obvious abilities, King Malcolm had Brian put under a geas, a controlling spell. And Brian is compelled to function as head of castle security, and to do a good job of it. Originally, he was answerable only to Malcolm. But with his death, that control has passed to me.
That was convenient.
No, I arranged it that way. A simple rider attached to the original spell. So small and insignificant you'd never know it was there unless you were looking for it. Malcolm never knew, of course, and Brian was prevented from volunteering the information. And you needn't worry about someone else taking control away from me. I changed the spell so that no more riders are possible. Malcolm never did know much about high magic and how it works. You can trust Brian implicitly, Jordan. He can no more betray us than he can grow wings and fly. Every now and again he tries to assert his independence, but all it takes is a few words from me to bring him back to heel. Isn't that right, Brian?
Yes, my lord.
Jordan scowled at them both. He'd heard about the Geas spell, but he'd never seen one in use before. Now that he had, he didn't like it at all. The Geas seemed like nothing more than a particularly nasty form of slavery. A man in chains can at least dream of escaping someday, but what hope has a man got when his mind and soul are in chains? He hoped the spell never broke down. If DeGrange ever got loose, he knew he'd make Roderick's death last a hell of a long time.
And now then, Brian, tell us what's been happening in our absence. How is Prince Victor?
There's been no real change in his condition. He's still weak and feverish, though he remains lucid, for the most part. Neither the surgeons nor the magicians can figure out what's wrong with him.
When do I get to see Prince Victor? I'm going to have to meet him, and soon, if this impersonation is to work. So far, all I've had are your descriptions of what you think he's like. I need to see the real thing for myself.
He'll be here any minute. Sir Gawain has gone to fetch him. Brian, what have Lewis and Dominic been up to?
Our spies have been keeping a close watch on them in public, but in private they're both protected by strong magical shields, just as we are. Their people are still tearing the castle apart, searching for the missing crown and seal, but so far they've had no more luck than our agents. Lewis has been spending a lot of time with the monk and Ironheart. Dominic and the Lady Elizabeth have been campaigning openly at court, trying to drum up support among the nobles.
Have they had much success?
Quite a bit. The court's never cared much for Lewis. Princes are supposed to have a taste for dueling, but he takes it too far. And he's always been too devious for his own good. These days, nobody trusts Lewis further than they can throw him, particularly since he became allied with the monk.
I keep hearing that name. He's a sorcerer, right?
We think so. It's probably best if you meet him for yourself and make up your own mind. The monk is a rather disturbing person. Carry on, Brian. How does the court feel about Victor?
Prince Victor lost most of his support when he was sent into internal exile. And since his illness, he's been unable to get out and rebuild his influence. There's been a lot of gossip about his absence from court of late, but nothing we can't handle. However, all this leaves Dominic in a very strong position. With the Lady Elizabeth's help, he's been building his power base practically unopposed.
Wait just a minute. According to Sir Gawain, Dominic is insane.
I wouldn't argue with that. But the current attitude at court seems to be that the Lady Elizabeth is sane and tough enough for the both of them. And while Dominic is a little strange on some subjects, his mind appears to be perfectly clear and lucid when it comes to political matters.